There was this man and his family, him and his wife, and his son and his daughter. He was quartered with his farmer. A day at seed time, he was in this park with a pair of horse and the harries. He had halted and gaed round to the heed of the landside horse to get a look at his mouth. He thought the bit was chaven. The next thing, there was a crack of a gun in this wood aside the park. The horse gets an half a stare. They rear and down they come, and they belt. The man gangs down, and in a flash, the herries is over him. The tines riving the flesh for his bane, something terrible. And when they found him, the pair devil was dead. His throttle was cut like he was a pig. It had been the laird out with his gun, and you could say this hail upturn was his blame. But a' the same, he mun have thought it, for he payed for the laddie to gang to the scale and the toon, and for the weedie and the doctor, he allowed the neighbours to big a hoost on them. And there they bade in this hoose, a fell rough hoose it was. In they times, the bigger the hoose, and near a day, wi' big couples and wars of fail and stains, and a theek of divots and brim, and mair divots, and onything that come till hand. And the windies was na windies of a', but holes of the war, stap it wi' all clouts. And there was nae lum to speak o', just a brack in the rigging, at the gale for the reek. And say the twa of them won their living wi' a' manner of sma' fees. That was the days of the Huke. In time of hairst they gang down to the big firms in the Leigh country. They'd maybe get oot work at clattin' neeps and sneddin' thrussels, and for a' ye ken turnin' high and wailin' tatties. And they'd tak in washin'. In they days they'd tak it down till the burnside and racks it ower big steens and clatter it wi' sticks. And say the years gaed by and the mither become a bitty shockly, and she began to fail. And aye the doctor gaed oot to get what work she could. But ae day the auld woman got a shock. She was crippled in the ae side of her. She couldna stand, but she coupit. And she could scarce speak, nae richt words, a roar it was just. Well, there it was. The doctor had become thirled to the mother, tending a' her wants. She couldna leave her lang, she'd gang down the trackie to the merchant's shop. And since she gets back, she hears the broken bucket roar of the old woman. At this rate, she couldna get out and work. The maist she could do is tak in bits of mending, and she taks in oof of the shop and knits it into stockings and gansies and that. But in consideration of the hardship, the parish geese are a bit aliment, and there is a poke it hangs in the mull, and folk upliftin' their meal pits in a twa-three pund in tilt. And the all decayed and weedy bodies in the parish, it is divided among them. You could say folk was kind to them. They'd sort the theek, the neighbours had win and lead peats to them. The bairns had get sent for to gather sticks and run wee errands. In the fine spring and summer days, the doctor, she'd haul her old mother out the hoose and cock her up on a chair in the sun. At the start, folk thought the old wife's nae lang for this world. She'll be carried awa' wi' another shock, surely. But it didna turn out that way. The years passed, and she bade the same. And the doctor, she was weel into her middle years, maybe mair. There was the twa of them in this hoose. It was a room just, with a fire at the tae gale, and the press bed where the old mother sleepit at the tither. The next time the doctor laid on a settle along the wa'. You'd think sleep would be a mercy granted them, mair in the long winter nights, with a blast of the storm outside, and a fire at its scarce keep in. They were that careful with the peats. But now, the old woman, she'd kirn about, she'd roar, and the doctor she'd sit up wi' her, or she settled. A weary life, you might say. Neighbours come with their help. the dominie, it was a session clerk. I come with the almond and a half stain of meal, and the poker sids to lift sowens. And the minister come, and sat with the old woman, and whiles he read the Psalms of David, and whiles he spake o' the world to come, when our tears are bedicted for the rain. The days wore on, fog I come about the place, and yet the doctor thinks they're a bit sweer growing. And there she was, cribbed in with her charity and her good works, and aye she thanked them. But whiles folk thought they seen a cast of pride in her gratitude, anyone think she had title tilt, for to grudge her that was to rob her o' her dignity. But now there was a soreness creeping in. Gin folk aye come, it was mere seldom. Ae day the doctor walk, and she hears the blackie singing on the riggin o' the hoose, and she thinks, strange that, and we'll sleep it. And she doesn't arouse herself, she kens her mother's deed. She's that weary, she puts her heed doon and gangs back to sleep for 2 or 3 hours. She rouses herself syne, and athoot she muckles a keek in the bed at the gale, she gangs doon to the minister. The old wife's buried, and the doctor does her best for the folk that comes back to the house with bannocks and cheese and bowls of tea. And there's folk she can scarce recognise. There's a racket in the place that minds her on the day it was bigot, when she was but a bairn. Sign there a war. The first thing she does, or she reads up ahent them, is hauls the covers for the bed, and tacks them round the back, and gets kindling for the fire, and sets them in a blaze. That and the old wife's gibbles are a clazen that. Now you'd think that was her free, in a way of speaking. The next Sunday she gets herself read up. She hooks in the kist for clays she hasn't worn for years. She gets herself till the kirk. But she is that ill-used with company, she canna face it. And when the kirk scales, she scutters awa' hame in an office steer. And folk says she's fell thun it wi' her mother's death, but she's maybe nae recht in the heed for a' that. And when she gets hame, she considers her clays. They're a recht ore mixed and maxter of patches and all farrant things. And even gin naebody's paying nae attention, she's this notion it's an awfu' fool she's made of hersel. And she gets a look at hersel i' the keeking glass, and it's an auld woman wi' white hair that she sees. Weel, she's nae trochle wi' her auld mither noo. She's oot a bittie mair. She gangs to Lamos to cast peats. But aye, when there's naebody there, and that's simple, for there's nae money folk at burns peats nae mair, she gets a bit of milk for her neighbours for knitting and mending. But noo, a bit work to gie her for peaty, and leave her a pitcher of milk at the road end. And say there was nae money folk coming about the place. She was a crabbed old wife, some said, and others, they were maybe feared at her. Ae day she'd gaed to cut whins, and she used to light a fire. They gaed her a quick flame for biling o' water, and eked a store of peats. She's taking her aches till this whin bus, and by comes the farmer. "You're nae to tak my whin," says he. "The ends is to be bruised for mate to my horse." "Damn your whins," says she, and for a' that he roars at her, hame he gangs like a thrashed bairn, greeting that she's cursed him, and that it's a witch that she is, and his crap will fail, and his beast nae thrive. Now there were some folk held that this was rank superstition, and a shame it was to miscar some harmless old body, but in they days there was others that believed it. But in nae way was she to ken this, for this day she was come hame for the moss, and at her door was a kippock of cheese, and on the top of it this little figure o' a man made out of stray was set. Neither head nor tail could she mark of it, but the kippock was fine. She'd never hid the like of that she could mind on. She tucks the stray man ben the hoose and sets him on the gale, ahint the fire where she can see him. But the next time there's a bit ham shank set at the door, rowit and a clout. A fine bit of ham it was. Her fair gart her teeth water, but a second look at it and she thinks it's evil. She tucks it out and casts it for the door, and the craws hid it. Now, there was nae money folk bar the dominie with the aliment that come out of the place. But there was the bairns. That was when they began to torment her. Near the end of the day they'd come at the gloaming. Enid door ether to crawl the length of the garden dyke at the back of the house. And o'er the hill they'd run, and she'd wassail the cowpit stains back onto the cope. And some she wasn't able for, and there on the ground they'd bide. And back into the house she'd gang and greet, for the bairns was cruel. And when she'd done greeting, she'd sit and wonder gan truly she was a witch. And she'd put her hand in the flame of the fire, and nae pain would there be. A sign she thought it was, and again she'd greet. What had she done to be a witch, she couldna think. About that time it was the pains begun. All day she thought it was, and that she'd raxed her back. But the pain was aye war getting. At night she couldna get sleep at foot. And it begun working its way up her back, and at the finish it was atween her shoulders. While she cried out with the pain, but there was nane to hear it. But ae day the dominie come by wi' her aliment. She offered him a bowl of tea, but he could see that she was scarce able for to mak it. Sae awa' he gangs and comes back wi' this doctor mannie. He sits on her bed, and up and doon her back he chats wi' his fingers, and tells the dominie he'll send some medicine, gin the parish'll pay for it. Well, the medicine comes, and surely a dose it had sort the pain for a while. She'd manage out for to get her sticks again, and in the garden she'd tinker awa, hooking at the silly bit drill o' taties, to lift them or the frost got them. The medicine she keep it maistly for the sma' hours. It made her dozen kind, for that was the time she could thole the least. Gin she was in this world o' the niece she scarce kent, and little odds it made, for the fire of pain in her body was a torment. Her days was a waste of lonesomeness. It was but the spinful of medicine had drowned the pain, and she'd get sleepit. And that was the fear she lived in, that the parish should nae gie her the medicine. And now gin she grat that she was a witch, the tears rowit down her face, brunt like they was gobs of melted lead. And gin she passed her hand near the flame, was her fingers nae crazed wi' frost. And the winter came with the long winter nights. She'd find a puckle peats and sticks at the door. Folk had laid them for pity. The dominie, he'd bring her meal and medicine. But what he'd said, she scarce made sense of it. Even the bairns gied ower tormenting her. They were driven till their hames with the sleet and the cold. The winds rugged at the thick of the riff, and the rain had come. There'd be little dubs in the house in the flare, there'd scarce be kindling in the fire, scarce a glimmer licht for the cruisy lamp had gutted by the stray man at the wa'. The house was but a grave, you'd think, a silly midden of divots and sticks and half layered to the ground. Well, it wore on past the turn of the year. You'd doubt she'd nae the strength to see in the spring. The days lengthened a bitty. The frosts passed, and there was a sooch of warmth of the air. The sap of life rising, you might say. And late this day, the woman sitting there, hanging over the esses, that was her fire. For we are the wheat, and the was and the riff. It was colder inside and out. And at the door, there was this chap. At first the woman didn't pay any attention. Something in her heed, she thought it was. But there it was again, and up she gets until the door she hurtles, and there is this man wi' his pack. A gaberlunny is the auld word, again about body, or picking up a bit of work, but nae muckle, for maist of the time he'd beg a bowl for a kale and a knee for a meal till his brose. And for that maybe a good crack you'd get, but tales to flag the bairns. And oh, the woman was fell feared at this man. "What have you want?" says she. "Lodging for the night," says he. "There's a storm coming." "Well, that puts her in an office steer. A stranger never been in the house, never, or it was bigot. What is there to fear?" says he. She spears into her cell, and the answer can she find. Well, the light is failing, the wind is rising, and she's standing there shucking of the cold. And as sick as wither, she's near on greeting, but she hasn't the strength to counter him. See, she steps aside, and in he walks. He sets his pack down on the settle and gets a look at the place. The first thing he reads, the cruisy, and oh, fair bonny it burns. Syne he gangs down on his hunkers and blaws a bit life into the fire. The neist thing is putting on mair peats, and the auld wife lats out a skreich. "My peats, my peats. Dinna fash yoursel', woman," says he. "There's mair peats in creation than ever ye thocht o." And neist he's into her meal bowie. My meal," she cries. "Dinna greet, woman," says he. "There's mair corn to grow i' this world than ever ye kent o." And o'er he can blink, he's a bilin' o' water, and there's twa bowls o' brose at the hearth standing. And after a bit he lifts the brose and bids her sit down and sup it. "I'll nae can sup a' that," says she. "But sup it, woman, there's nane can sup it for ye," says he. And wi' that he sits down and hauls a horn spin for his pooch and sups his ain. Weel, she sup at the bowl clean. The storm dirled about the riff, but she didna heed it. She thanks him for the bruise. She has clean forgot the pains. But at the thought, there they are, a savage Brit riving at the hurt of her body. And she is up, up, hurtling for the medicine. But he is there afore her, and his hand is o'er it. "My medicine," she cries. "Well, never a word," says he. He's handed her a bowl of tea, and she sups it. And it's nae tea of a', like ony thing she kens, neither sour nor sweet. And she's that diverted wi' the taste of it, when she thinks on the pains again that a wa'. She thanks him, and he raxes his cell out in the settle, and she gangs till her bed, and she gets sleepit like she's nae sleepit for so long she can mind on. And the forenoon it is she wakes up, and the man he is awa. She is vexed at that, for she wanted to thank him. She keeks out at the door. There's a fair scatter of sticks on the ground, scaled for the trees, but the storm is awa and the sun is out. She gangs round till the peat shed and sees it is filled wi' good black peats. She gangs into her gurnal and she sees that there is nae want of fresh meal. The pitcher it is filled wi' sweet milk. Syne on the settle she sees a puckle floors. They are spinkies. And she thinks it was the spinkies made them tea out of. And oh, she's thought on the tea, and there is the pains again. And she gangs to get her medicine. Syne she halts, and at its stead she makes a bowl of tea to hersel wi' the spinkies. And she pits mair peats on the fire, she opens the window to get mair licht, and settles down to sup the tea. The sun strikes in at the window till the back of the fire, and she sees that the stray man is awa'. The money mauna ten it, but she looks down at the hearth, and she sees that twa or three ends are stray among the esses. She gangs out till the woods, and along the banks, and gathers spinkies till her cell. And the bairn sees her out, and offers for to fetch the spinkies till her, and they bring them back till her house. And ae day, they come till the door. They tell her a they canna find nae mair spinkies. Oh, bairn, says she, the time of the spinkies is finished. Sickin' bony flurries. And that nicht she has deed.